Hey, what up, what up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking With Sam Podcast. Just Talking With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good one today. We got some guests in the building. Georgia Locke, Elizabeth Hurley, and Damian Hurley will be coming in to talk about the new movie from Lionsgate, Strictly Confidential. It's in theaters and on demand starting April 5th, 2024. Now, the new thriller from Lionsgate is actually the film's directorial debut of Damian Hurley, which stars Elizabeth Hurley and Georgia Locke. It's about a haunted young woman who is lured into the seductive world of infidelity, betrayal, and murder as she desperately tries to unravel the mystery surrounding her best friend's sudden death. Oh, it gets juicy. Gets a little steamy. We're going to talk all about it. But before we do, let's talk about this podcast. And everything you can find from the podcast can be found at the home of it, SamShowNation.com. Yes, SamShowNation.com is your home for everything related to Just Talking With Sam podcast. And if you go to SamShowNation.com, you can look right there on the homepage and current promotions page. There is a donate button right on the upper part of the screen. By hitting that donate button, it gives right to this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. This podcast has been going on for roughly 14 years, and it's thanks to people like you who give whatever they can. And quite honestly, if you haven't already, or if you want to again, please click the donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. I promise we put every single solitary red cent right back to this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. Those who want a little bang for their buck, little receipt for their wares, they can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store link. You can get all your Just Talking With Sam swag right then and there, whether that be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever. Whatever you need to show the world, hey, I really like this podcast. And I'm going to show it as I live my daily life. And all the profits, you guessed it, goes right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. Also, with that, speaking of the podcast itself, you go to SamShowNation.com, click that podcast link right then and there. By hitting that podcast link, you can listen to all your favorite podcasts. In those, all our interviews, the visual part, for the good part, is on our YouTube page at Just Talk With Sam, no G in talking, Just Talk With Sam podcast. And you can see the visual part of our interviews. But those who want to listen, you can go right there at SamShowNation.com. Or maybe listen to podcasts a little differently. We're on pretty much every service at this point. We are wherever podcasts can be found. Just put in Just Talking With Sam, no G in talking, podcast right there. Whether that be Apple, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, all of them, wherever podcasts can be found. Now, we have a few sponsors right before this podcast kicks off. And I want to start it off because this is near and dear to my heart. And quite honestly, I stay in the Midwest, so I can't do this all the time. But the good folks at Omaha Steaks have their semi-annual sale. Yes, it's 50% off site-wide on all of their stuff. So whether that be steaks, obviously, as the name says, steaks, packages, they have different chicken, lamb, pork products, whatever you need, because we're getting into that time, the weather's starting to break a little bit, you can fire up that grill, or maybe you want to keep it in the house, you can do it yourself. It's about showing what you can do in that kitchen or on that grill. And also, since they have an annual sale, the best way to do it is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks link and tell them we sent you. We can save you a couple bucks. And speaking of a couple bucks saving, you can jump on that. You got to go through SamShowNation.com, click the Omaha Steaks link, and you can get the Hotter Than Fire sale, which several different packages of steak packages are for $99. And you can fill your freezer with steaks, nothing but steaks. And on top of that, because good news, we at SamShowNation.com, we're going to contribute to that sale by giving you 12 free burgers. Go ahead, warm up that grill with some good old steaks, and get them from Omaha. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Omaha Steaks link, and have a great time on that grill. The next sponsor is the good folks at MLBShop.com. Yes, baseball has started, is in full swing. See what I did there? And you can jump on whatever your favorite team. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Detroit Tigers fan. But if you like those Rangers, if you like the Blue Jays, if you like the Diamondbacks, if you like the Dodgers or those Yankees or whoever your team is, this is a great time to rep your team. The season just started. We're all a little giddy because baseball is back for 2024. And the best thing you can do is go to samshownation.com, click the MLB shop icon, and you can get free shipping on any order over $24 by going to samshownation.com and putting in the promo code 24FS, 24FS at checkout. Free shipping on all things MLB, as long as the price is over $24, some exclusions may apply. So please, go ahead and do it. This is a limited time offer, and just jump in. Hey, because baseball is back. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the big dog of them all, Target. Look, the spring cleaning, we done already got started. We're beautifying our homes. We're doing all the stuff, and we may want to get an early start on summer. You know who got your back? Target got your back. Everything that you need for your home and beyond as you live your life. But also, if you go through samshownation.com, you hit that Target link, obviously you can shop as normal as you would. You can either get it sent to your home or you can pick it up from your friendly neighborhood Target. But one thing Target wants you to know is that Circle Week starts very soon, actually. April 7th through the 13th, and they have thousands of deals on everything that you would need throughout your life. So please, you can get a preview of those deals if you went right now. Go to samshownation.com. You click that Target link, shops you normally would. You can pick it up from your friendly neighborhood Target, or you can have it sent right to your house. Target got you. Target got your back. The best way to do it is go to samshownation.com. You click that Target link. So go ahead, get a jump on Circle Week. Target. So that's enough of me. Right now, what I'm about to do is reset these mics. And I want to talk to Ms. Georgia Locke, who's just very politely waiting in the Zoom room. We're going to jump into that. We're going to talk to Georgia Locke, Damian Hurley, and Elizabeth Hurley about the new film from Lionsgate. It's called Strictly Confidential. It's in theaters and on demand starting April 5th, 2024. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Hello, Georgia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for jumping into the podcast. But before we start, we do something we like to do called the over-the-top intro. Let's get into it. You ready?
I'm ready.
My next guest is a presenter, an actress, a singer, songwriter, poet, and former child star. Well, she's all grown up now and starring in the new film, Strictly Confidential, in theaters and on demand, starting April 5th. Miss Georgia Locke, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Thank you so much.
I gotta ask you, one of your jobs is a presenter. How does it feel being on this side of the microphone?
Yeah, I mean, I've loved presenting. I did a fair bit of it when I was younger, but my passion has always been in, you know, telling stories and the idea of being somebody else. So as much as I absolutely love that and it's still a passion of mine, my heart has always been in, yeah, in telling stories and in acting, and it's lovely to be able to do it in this film.
All right. Well, let's jump into this film. You play the character Mia, who is, well, I got to talk about this without spoiling the movie, but so you played Mia. What about Mia that drew you to this character?
I think I just really felt for her, actually. I felt like she was, you know, just trying to be a good friend, trying to be a good person, navigating quite a difficult time and a tough situation. And I love a script that has a lot of twists in it. You know, they're the kind of films that I enjoy, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of thriller. And so reading the script and seeing her journey and each page turn having another curveball, it was so up my alley.
Okay. And with a film like this, with so many twists and turns in this film, you kind of display every emotion a human could. how was it to show so much range in one character?
I mean, thanks. It was a real gift. You know, I'm so happy to have been able to jump on board this project. She definitely goes through a journey, for sure. There's a lot going on, and it's always exciting to be able to, you know, play such a range, and you have to draw on personal experiences a lot, which I think which can be part of it's part of the process. It can be a little bit emotional at times, but I think that's how you really, you know, draw from things to make the character to feel as real as possible.
Okay. One thing about this, and I kind of mentioned this in the intro a little bit, like, you're a former child star. So what would you say your pivot point was, where as a child star, you go into it, hit your marks, don't flub your lines, and that's it. And now you have pivoted to straight up range acting, storytelling, where you're emoting a little bit more. So what would you say was your pivot point where you're just like, oh, this is the thing now?
It's really interesting. I think it has felt like it's felt less instantaneous and more of a sort of real climb, as it were, or a real journey. I think there wasn't necessarily a moment where I was like, oh, okay, this is happening, because, you know, when you've been doing, I've been doing it 15 years now, right, this job, and so I think it just feels like, it does feel like a journey. And I loved doing children's television. You know, I owe like my career to that. I went to an open casting when I was a kid, which is how I fell into it. But it's been really nice to kind of grow up with that. And as I've kind of got older, the roles that I'm doing are sort of mirroring that, which is really lovely. It's exciting. I love kids TV, but it's really cool to be working on these kinds of projects things that do have perhaps more range, as it were.
Okay. And well, a lot of scenes in this movie, you're across from Elizabeth Hurley. How did you not freak out?
I don't know. Inside. She is she's an absolute legend, and it was a real privilege to share the screen with her. And not only is she extremely talented, but she is such a nice person. So it was a real joy to work with her.
Okay. And when you look at a movie like this and you have to, you have some very intense scenes with your co-stars. You see how I'm wording this, so I don't spoil nothing. But these intense scenes, is there like a pregame talk beforehand, or like, hey, this is just a movie, this is not personal? What, is it like, do you have to do that?
I think, we were so lucky on this film as well, because the cast were amazing. Like, everyone, you never know when you go to a new set how people are gonna, like, hope you're gonna gel with everyone, or, But not only did we all get on, we all really gelled, and we were really good friends. So it makes those kinds of things easier, because you can just be like, you can just chat, you know, have a conversation. But ultimately, it's your job at the end of the day, and you're acting a part and you're doing a scene, and that's kind of the same as any other scene, right? So it's just part of the process.
Okay. Speaking of the atmosphere around the set, let's talk about that beautiful island you guys shot on. Did you get a chance to explore it, or were you just, I'm here for work, I gotta go back? What did you do?
It was a really intense shoot. Like, we shot this film in 18 days, so it was pretty go. But I think that kind of worked, to be honest, with the nature of the film as well, because obviously my character is really constantly searching for answers and always on the go. So it kind of married well together that it worked that way. But at the same time, we managed to have some dinners together, and when the schedules aligned, and explore the island for a couple of days. But it was absolutely beautiful place. Yeah, Nevis, St. Kitts and Nevis. It was absolutely phenomenal. I'd never been to the Caribbean before, and what a way to experience it. It was breathtaking.
Oh my God, you got paid to be there. So yeah, that was awesome.
It's not a bad time, is it? No. Oh gosh.
One thing I want to touch on, we only got a few more minutes left. I got very short time with you, but I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up. You are a strong advocate of people with OCD, and you have dedicated, you yourself, I hope I'm not talking out of school here, you yourself have been diagnosed from it, and you have been helping a lot of people, getting the word out and helping people. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, some of your advocacies, or I would be remiss if I didn't bring that up. You do a lot of great work in that.
Thank you. So I appreciate you bringing it up. It's a real passion of mine. I developed OCD 5 years ago. It's a completely misunderstood condition. Unfortunately, the stereotypes are totally incorrect. That's, you know, causing a lot of people pain. I would never have known what I had developed was OCD. I would never have ever considered it to be that. So I'm really passionate, because learning what it was, you know, effectively saved my life. So I'm really passionate about getting out what the truth of OCD, and so that awareness is raised, so that people that are suffering can learn what they're suffering from, and hopefully, you know, get the help that's gonna help them be able to live well.
Okay. Well, you do a lot of great work in that area. And one question, almost obligatory. I loved you so much in this movie. What's next on the horizon for Georgia Locke?
Oh, things that I'm not allowed to talk about, really. classic. Maybe an untitled animation project for Netflix. Maybe not. Like, that's all I can really say.
All right. Well, here's what I'll do. In the midst of this podcast, I'll make sure I put out your socials. That way, when the thing you can or cannot talk about maybe or maybe not show up, you will know. That's fair, right?
I think that's great.
All right, well, Georgia, thank you so much for your time. This has been awesome. You're welcome back anytime you want. Much success in everything you do. And this was a great movie. And I can't wait to see you again in some projects we may or may not be able to talk about right now.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you.
All right, you're welcome back anytime, Georgia.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Elizabeth Hurley, Damien Hurley, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. Before we start, we always do something called the over-the-top intro, and I don't have a lot of time. Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
Okay, let's get it. My next guest is a mother-son power couple. One is a legendary actress whose career is still playing out right in front of our very eyes in film and television. When she's not dazzling us in front of the camera, she is a strong advocate for breast cancer awareness, whether she's raising funds or getting the word out to end this terrible disease. Sitting beside her is her model, actor, writer, director, son, of which we are here to talk about today. The name of the movie is called Strictly Confidential, in theaters and on demand April 5th, 2024. Elizabeth Hurley, Damian Hurley, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh man, this is such a treat. I want to start off by saying, Damian, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And also, I may be showing my age with this one, Miss Elizabeth Hurley. It's an honor to have you on my podcast. I have been watching your work. I may be showing my age here, but I've been watching your work since Passionate 57, and I haven't looked away since. So it's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, let's get into it, man. Damian, Strictly Confidential is your baby. You wrote and directed this. I'm curious, how did this come about?
God, you know, I mean, I came up with the idea for this film when I was 17. And it was coming out of a really heavy time. You know, I just lost a friend to suicide, and it was a devastating time. And I wrote this idea, I channeled everything into it. And then, you know, I was 17, I didn't know what to do with it. So I just put it away, tucked it into a dusty drawer. And then COVID hit, the world fell apart. And I made a short film after lockdown and got a call out of the blue when I just turned 20 from the executive at Lionsgate. Said, hey, I've just seen your short film. Do you have any other scripts? We'd love you to write and direct a feature. So I went, yeah, of course I do. And ran around trying desperately to find every idea I'd ever had. And I found this idea tucked away in a drawer. And I read it again. Obviously, it needed to be changed, updated. It's been a couple of years. But that's this film, Strictly Confidential, was born.
All right. Now, one of the hardest things about preparing these questions is to not give away this movie, because there's so many questions in this movie. So you're going to have to watch how I word some of these, because I don't want to give this away. It's such a good film. But Elizabeth, how did you get attached to this?
Well, once Damian told me that somebody wanted him to really make his first movie, I was thrilled for him, obviously, as any parent would be. But also I was really worried, because I knew that as an artist, he could make this film. As a director, I knew he could work with the actors. I knew he could supervise the edit. I knew he could supervise the post, because he's been doing that for years by himself, mostly directing me and stuff. But I was really nervous about a kid being so exposed in our big, bad industry without someone to have his back. So I came on as producer straight away. And we really, really started working incredibly well together with that. He knew that I could be Team Damian and keep all the wolves away so that he could focus and do the job. And I could work out all the problems when the costumes couldn't get through customs. All the billions of things that happened, and of course did happen. You know, every day was a battle. Every day was a war. I was putting out fires all around him, but I wanted him to really focus on his movie, which he did. And I was so glad with how he did it, because, you know, we were shooting in the exquisite Caribbean. And in the movie, it looks magnificent, but it was tough to shoot there, really tough. So there are a lot of challenges that we hit across the way, but we love the result, and everything was worth it.
All right, that's awesome. I hope you gave him a good rate. That's one way to teach him the business, right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a break.
But Damian, I gotta say this, and as a guy who watched this movie, you may be one of the most fearless young directors I ever had to talk with in quite some time, because... Hold on, wait, there's a second part.
Oh.
There's some scenes in Strictly Confidential that get a little steamy. Let's just put it that away. And some of them have to do with your mom. I'm curious, how do you approach that?
You know, I've got to say, when you're shooting an independent film, I mean, we had a long time for prep in this, a long time for post, but only 18 active shooting days. So every moment matters, every second you're on set, every second counts. You're being dived on by mosquitoes, you're losing the light, you've got 9, 10 pages a day to shoot. You're just being swarmed. And so I got to say, that was the last thing on our minds. We were just thinking how to make every scene beautiful, how to make the day, how to get through as best as we could, as fast as we could. You know, my favorite thing is one day we came to set, we were meant to be shooting a beautiful, tranquil, calm beach, and we had a tornado warning, a tropical storm on the horizon. You know, those are the sort of things you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
So a sex scene was nothing.
A sex scene was absolutely nothing. It was business. Show biz.
All right, well, you're still the one of the most fearless, because my brain would... Look, that's me. That's why you are you and me are me. Because, well, man, I'm just moving on. Next question. I'm just going to the next question. Look, what other than being distracted by that beautiful scenery all around you, what would you say was the most challenging part of this film?
I think just...
That's the question for both of you. Either one of you.
Oh,
but logistically... Being on a very, very remote island was fabulous for how it eventually looked. And the film company were doing a really special thing because they came to this very small island in the Caribbean called Nevis, which is part of St. Kitts and Nevis. And they brought filmmaking to this island where nobody had ever made a movie before. And part of their incentive was to teach trades to the local people who lived on the island to get them involved in the film business, to be able to count in as crew members, etc. And they'd made about, I think, about 6 or 7 movies there, of which I'd actually already been in a couple, and it was working fabulously. So they started off by bringing in from America and England all the heads of department and a few other people in that team, and gradually started to teach to local people from Nevis and St. Kitts, the skills, the camera skills, sound, costume, everywhere. And this was just a wonderful process to be a part of. So by the time we made our film, there were so many people from St. Kitts and Nevis who were part of our team that it made it absolutely fabulous. But the only small downside of that was, the good side was that people who walk into the industry have so much enthusiasm and passion. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing to have a new industry on an island, that to be working behind a camera or in the costume room, whatever it was simply amazing. But of course, they were still quite inexperienced because it was only their maybe first, second, or third film. So we had a smaller crew than I'd worked on previously before. And the other disadvantage of the Caribbean is the advantage of the weather. So looks magnificent, but of course the sun is hard and high and hot. And because Damien really wanted this movie to look lush and beautiful, to really contrast with what was going on underneath, which was, you know, quite a lot of darkness, he wanted to juxtapose that with beauty. But he then also didn't want to shoot outside in the high sun, because it's really unflattering to everyone, and everybody looks bad, and it washes out the colour, and it looks weird. So that was another thing we had to really fight with scheduling, to check where the sun was on every single place he wanted to point a camera. We had to check the sun was where we wanted it to be, to grim it out. So those are sort of challenges. Also, because it was so remote, if something broke, you can't get anything else. There's no chance. You can't go to Panavision and get another crane. You can't do anything. You had to get everything in.
Yeah.
Costumes all had to be brought in before because there was nothing to buy. All that stuff made it another super challenge. Any prop you might needed, like we needed a throwaway bottle where, you know, you hit it and it smashes,
but it's...
But guys, I think you did it. I think you made some magic here. I wish you the best of luck. It's out. It's in theaters. It's on demand. I know only had a little bit of your time, but this has been awesome. You guys are welcome back whenever you want. And I would just wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, you have a great one, and I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Thank you so much.
And there you have it. I want to thank Ms. Georgia Locke, Elizabeth Hurley, and Damien Hurley for giving us a little bit of their time to talk about the new film from Lionsgate, Strictly Confidential, in theaters and on demand, April 5th, 2024. Check it out. I think you'll dig it. So, thank you. They are welcome back anytime they want. But I know this was a little quick. We didn't have a ton of time. But if you're in the podcast mood, I want you to check out my buddies. Well, two sets of my buddies. You can check out my buddies at My Worst Holiday on the Mosaic Network. He's doing his thing over there. Mark has always been a great dude. Yeah, I made a quick appearance on his show not too long ago. Maybe you can check it out. But check out my man Mark from My Worst Holiday. Show him some love from SamShowNation.com. And also, another podcast I want you guys to check out if you're in the podcast mood is my buddies at the Act Accordingly podcast with Bash and Z. Those are my guys. So check them out. I know they're doing their thing. Act Accordingly podcast with Bash and Z. They are wherever podcasts can be heard. You get Bash, you get Z. The great, yes, the great DJ M80 and sometimes AJ. Check them out wherever podcasts can be found. So that's enough of me right now. Everything related to the podcast can be found at SamShowNation.com. Those who are listening to me right now, you can always check out the visual interviews. You can see it right there in person on our YouTube page. It's Just Talk With Sam, No G and Talking Podcast. You can go to Just Talk With Sam, No G and Talking, everything on all forms of social media, except X. X, we are SamShow11 on X or Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. And you can always email the show at justtalkwithsam, nogntalking@gmail.com. And that is great. I love to see, and we had a great time, not a long time. And I will see you guys next time. Peace out, everyone.